I'm in Coda Dojo in Glenmire, and it's about 8 weeks since I was here. Yes, this is week 8 of Coda Dojo Glenmire, and I've come back to see what's happening. And I'm in a room where looks a little bit like a classroom, actually. And there are balloons, pink and white balloons, and blue and white balloons, and there are bits and things on the wall. It's a fairly ramshackle place. In fact, the ceiling looks like as if there was even a drip coming in there. But there's all these kids sitting around looking at laptops. They're mainly on Windows machines, as far as I can see. And there's a few adults here bending over them and basically giving them advice about things I don't understand. Some of the kids have shown me that they've managed to put their own images up on their own web page. And there's a girl over there, and I see loads of images. I don't know whether she's looking at Facebook or looking at Google Images or building something. Some of the guys young guys I was talking to here told me they got images of cars from Google Images. And they're doing a thing called Alice as well. I think gradually everybody is being introduced to a thing called Alice, which is something to do with coding. And my own daughter was very reluctant to come. She really came under huge protest, and what she really wants to do is to go after a swimming lesson and go off to Cafe Beva and have herself toast and sausages. But she's slowly been intrigued by what the three boys are doing up at the front on their computer, and she told me that they had a cool game that they had invented. Now, maybe she was talking to the most advanced coders in the room who had managed to make something happen. And I got wandering over to talk to me is the woman who kind of wouldn't call herself the leader. What would you call yourself, Shirley? What would you call yourself? Maybe you are the leader.
Well, I suppose I initiated the show, but it is very much a group-orientated project.
And if I was to ask you, I was here on day one. It was just very crowded, loads of people all over the place. Bill Lau was here, all sorts of excitement, right?
Yes.
There were even supporters from the centre of Coda Dojo here to give moral and practical help. But what's happened over the last 8 weeks?
Well, it's been great, actually, because I've got mentors coming out of my ears, really. And we've set up a schedule, so people do different things. And Don Clapper has been the mentor that spent most of the time with the children, and he's shown them how to use HTML using Notepad++ and creating their own website within the first day, which was fairly phenomenal, really, for some of them. And some of them were so advanced they were getting pictures up on day one.
You mean they're not here like trawling Google Images and just messing around there?
No. Well,
you mean they're actually building? They're actually building things, are they?
Their own website,
really?
Yeah. And so that kind of has led on then, and they've changed fonts and sizes and created banners and created tables and images within images and pages within pages and things like that.
But tell me now, I don't know. You know how little I understand about coding and all the technical side is. But as a event and as a learning experience, has it gradually attracted more people, or have the numbers fallen off? What's been happening?
Well, today is a quiet day because of the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Which is expected, and half the people weren't too sure whether we would open today and things like that. So it kind of, our peak was 33 children plus adults. So,
and how many of those would be boys, and how many would be girls? How many boys, how many girls?
I'd say four fifths boys.
Right.
But as you see today, there's about six girls.
Yeah.
And there's about, how many? There's about 14, 15 children. So that's good.
At least.
Good thing today. So what else was I going to say? We've got Tim as well. Tim here, who works in automation. So he's kind of given them the background of the engineering versus the IT.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy who was telling me that they'll even learn how a computer gets built.
Yes.
That's because he knows about how to build computers,
yes.
Right?
Exactly, yes. And then Haman works with TV, TV satellite coding. And he's He's teaching the kids, or he's going to show the kids how to use Alice, which is a new thing. So we're downloading today. And
yeah, what is this Alice thing? I mentioned it earlier in the audio boo, but I didn't even know what I was talking about, except that I saw it on the screen.
Yeah, that's all I've done too. But what we do, we have a Facebook group called Coda Dojo Glamour.
Yes, I get millions of updates from it. Good. It's very, very active.
Good,
you know?
It's quite active, yeah. So basically all the work that's done on the day is posted there so that the children can see, you know, like if they kind of go back and things like that. And some of them are here, they haven't missed a week. Other children then have violin and swimming and rugby and hurling and, you know, they squeeze it in and around. And it's quite fun, really. And like there are six schools in Glamire, there's four primary schools and two secondary schools.
Yeah, do you have any contacts with the schools?
Well, I contacted all the schools when...
What were the schools like? I mean, so to know whether the local schools here are sort of passive or active.
Well,
obviously, you can't say anything very embarrassing to anybody.
In Upper Glamire, Mr. Crean is very supportive of it. He actually wanted me to do it up there. I did go up and see it, but their internet connection isn't very good, so I chose to stay here for now.
She's just being introduced by the by the TV man, I think, or by the film man. Haman, is it?
Haman, yeah.
So go on. So one of the six heads yeah, got was really enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic.
So Keen actually wanted to have it in the school.
Yes, yeah, and they're very well equipped. They've about 17 different computers, Macs, and a half dozen PCs. And
so why didn't you go with them?
Because of the internet connection.
You mean they have all this? They have all this hardware,
internet,
and they have lousy internet connection.
Yeah, and they've got a fantastic, you know, one of those.
Interactive whiteboards?
Yeah. And sure they can't use it.
Would you like an interactive whiteboard, or would you? Is it too advanced for these kids? She's being whisked away now and being taken off to advise. I'm recording live here. Do you want to say anything about what you do? You've been mentioned, by the way. You were mentioned as a man who knows how to build computers.
Well, I'm not sure that's quite true now, but I know a little bit about computers, and I like to tell people a little bit I know.
Will you tell the people on Audioboo, this is going out to the whole world, imagine that you're talking to people in Limerick and in Vancouver. Tell them something about what's going on.
Okay, Coda Dojo is to give an introduction to young people on computers, because who knows, once you introduce them, you never know where to take them. They could be professors in universities or managers of companies. Just show them, set the seed, and let's see what happens. That's what Coda Dojo is all about.
Yeah, it fits in really well. There was a book I started to read this morning called The Smarts, the Lean Startup by Eric Ries. And it actually says that almost like build a minimum viable product, right? Something that is just, you know, don't try to make it perfect. And then let it go and then see what happens, measure it, learn from it, refine it, and then keep going.
That's right.
As quick as you can.
Yeah. That's his experience. Very good.
It's just a book which is about this. Coda Dojo is a startup.
Yeah, it is very much.
It is, isn't it? It's a startup.
But the incredible thing is that this age group, on a sunny Saturday morning, would come in here and listen to people telling about computers instead of out there climbing trees. That's the incredible thing.
Well, you know, we daren't stereotype the kids. You know, there are loads of other kids out there playing in the open air. And, you know, some of them would prefer to use their...
Yeah.
I mean, is this imaginative? Are they using their imagination, tell me, when they're doing this sort of stuff?
Oh, I think so. When you see some of their websites, it's quite incredible. Like, Connell did one on Minecraft, which is a game that all the boys love. But it was pretty much a glossary on Minecraft and all the various tricks of the trade and so on and so forth. So, you know, like, it's I find it quite fascinating how they interpret and they kind of use, you know, what they're learning to do, what they want to do.
So you two work together doing this, keeping this going? There are others as well, aren't there?
Anyone who has some expertise they can share in here is quite welcome to share, be that the older people or the younger people. If you know something about computers, you can tell someone else. If you know how to solve a problem that someone has on their computer, it's all very welcome. Yeah.
Great stuff.
And
The
kids are great. You can see, you know, they just help each other out. They just need a little bit of encouragement and then they just go way off and do their own thing.
Isn't it amazing that this thing seemed Koda Dojos has taken off? Like, there's one over in Mahon in the software centre. There's probably another one in Cork I can't think of.
There's one in CIT and Blackrock Castle.
Right,
that's the
so in.
Ones that I know.
But I was talking to somebody from France last week, and I mentioned Koda Dojos. I said, oh, Koda Dojos is in France, all over the place in France.
Yeah, well, I suppose it just shows the gap that was there. There are some young people who. And this is what they're interested in, and it's what they love doing. And this wasn't available to them before, and now it is, and they've heard about it, they're coming to it. Now, there is the other aspect. People are aware that, you know, a lot of the work in the future will be in the computer industry. So it makes a lot of sense to get engaged with computers and get computer skills from an early age, because it's setting up maybe for a career, you know.
When you were a kid, were you one of these nerdy ones who sat in your room writing BASIC or something?
No, I was
else?
One of the ones up the trees.
Were you?
Yeah.
But Charlie, you've actually written some computer program, you told me.
I have, yeah. No, but I designed them more than written.
Oh, yeah. So you get the kids to do the coding.
You tell them
what you want. Yeah. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Actually, I'm very impressed with one thing. My daughter came in here and she absolutely took me every trick I could think of to get her to agree to come in here, right? To let me come in. Because I was curious. I wanted her to come, to be honest. But I also couldn't force her, you know. It wouldn't work in any way. So, but now she's up there and she's latched onto these three guys up there and she's quite impressed by something they've done.
Yeah, and well, obviously the playing of the games intrigues them all. But, you know, once you show them the coding could actually intrigue them even more so, because now they can do something creative themselves, create a game. That might be another level of intrigue altogether when they get stuck into it.
If you could create a game which your mates would actually want to play, you would become the linchpin of the gang.
Absolutely.
You could be a skinny guy with glasses or a girl who sort of, you know, wasn't the centre of attention normally. And if you could do a bit of coding, it might get you somewhere.
Look at all the young people who did make massive amount of money, and they were real young people just out of college. They had a good idea, and they did it, and they did it from their own point of view.
Oh, that's Zuckerberg, the Zuckerberg crowd.
They were doing it for their peers.
Yeah. I think that's...
James Welton's the prime example. Like, he won a prize. That's how they heard, you know, like, you know, when he cracked the iPod Nano, you know, they were like, how did you do that? You know, like, and that was...
He knew where his peers, what they needed, and he had he knew how to do it.
The funny thing is, you know, they're stars, people who turn out to be great success and all that. But I'm actually more interested in the gene pool, right? The total... That's why I asked you, Shirley, how many kids in Glanmire have been here at least once, and you told me about
60 or 70.
About 60 or 70. I mean,
do you agree, Ted?
Well, we've had consistently 30 up to the break here now, where it's obviously down because it's the midterm break. But we've had 30 young
but to
people.
get 30 every week, you probably have to have, you know, a good few more, because not everyone comes every week.
Oh no, and some go to others. Actually, they go into town to others. They want to see what are other clubs doing, which is brilliant, because they come back and they'll bring we'll all mix and share.
And week one, we actually asked them what do they want to do. So I think, you know, in the next week or two, we'll kind of establish, well, are we on the right path, and so on and so forth. And like web pages, you know, we were kind of developing that and kind of...
Well, it's like anything. There's a House of Rock over there in Glanmire. When it started up, the guys could hardly hit a drum, and they could hardly strum a guitar. Now they're in demand. People want them to do weddings and all sorts of things, all sorts of gigs in town. It's the same here. When they came in here first, someone hardly knew how to open up an editor. But within a few weeks, they'll be writing code. They will have taken off. They'll be on their own. They need a lot of tuition at the start. Later on, they'll need a lot less tuition. They'll be more. They'll know where they're going.
Well, look. We should stop, really, because we've had a good conversation about it. There's a crowd in Limerick, by the way, who are doing Koda Dojo, and they do something. They use a neat little app. I want to give you a little. They use a thing called Pixengo, and when a kid does something, they can take a photograph on a smartphone of it, and then they can record 30 seconds in their own voice about what they've done. Have you ever seen this?
No.
It is astonishing, honestly, to have somebody who's done something. It doesn't matter what they've done, right? They then take the photograph of it, mm-hmm. and it, they can only say 30 seconds worth. So they can say anything they like, and they can say, this is what I, this is the house that I built this morning. You know, it's got blue paint and red paint, or whatever they want to say. You know. And that could be a useful little thing to get them to, when they achieve something, record it.
To show it to
and,
other people.
And yeah, and show it to others. I can show you that in a minute if you like.
Okay, that'll be good.
Okay, well look, goodbye from Coda Dojo in Glenmire. I actually think I'm going to have trouble prizing my daughter away from those three guys up the front.
Tea break now.
Oh, tea break now, okay.